You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You better you bet. With Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
We had a Red Bull vodka stage, and then I felt like my heart was going to explode. Every time I drank it, I felt like I wanted to like pretend I'm Spider-Man and try to climb the walls.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Strider has to outperform Harris significantly down the stretch, and here's the most important thing. His WAR right now is higher than Strider. He's in the lead. Don't believe the price. Harris is in the lead.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We'll get into Heisman odds in about 20 minutes. Ken Barkley, Nick Ashew, two more hours to go. You Better You Bet, BetQL. But we got to get into some baseball as the season is now hit August. It's mid-August, which now the games are not only just more important, but you've got a pretty big sample size of what a team is. And you also can maybe either be a little bit excited or maybe a little bit panicky, depending on where that team is playing at this point in the season, which is a clear lead-in to our Odyssey MLB insider, John Heyman, who joins us on the Roman guest line. And I'll start with a team that's struggling right now, John. That would be the New York Yankees, who struggled at the beginning of the season and then looked like one of the best teams clearly in Major League Baseball. And now it's been, uh-oh, what's wrong with the Yankees? So when you see them right now, John, what is wrong with the Yankees?
Yeah, they not only look like one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, they look like one of the best teams in Major League Baseball history for a long time. It's weird to see the team has the best record at the break, have one of the worst records after the break. They have not been good. Certainly issues at the back end of the bullpen and the offense are really the culprits here. Judge carried them for a long time. To me, clearly the MVP. You had Rizzo and Stanton having very good years. Stanton is out. Rizzo has a little bit of a back issue. You know, I do think the injuries are playing a part. Carpenter's been fantastic. He's out with a foot injury. Right now they got four guys out with foot injuries, so that's kind of a rarity. Certainly injuries have played a role. Lost their setup man King, but their closer, Holmes, just wasn't effective. Now he's on the IL as well. So a lot of injuries, but, I think it's probably a bit of regression to the mean because they were outperforming their abilities, I think, at some point.
And John, this obviously leads to a postseason question because, we see this in baseball, but other sports all the time. Like a team may play poorly in the regular season, but hey, like they have a style of play that fits the postseason, or if they have injured players, they're going to get everybody back by the postseason. So maybe this stuff doesn't matter as much in terms of when we get to the postseason series, what happens. I'm curious how you feel about the Yankees when it comes to that stuff, like in a postseason series, if we try to project 2 months from now, what will the team look like? How do you think they will, when we get to that point, what do you think the team will look like? And how do you think they will measure up with, Houston or someone else that may emerge from the American League?
Yeah, man, some of it depends on the guys who are injured and how they come back. Severino included in that. Britton included in that. Obviously Carpenter, if he can come back, they think he will. Stanton should be back next week. So, I think a lot depends on the injuries. I think the Astros are the best team in the American League. I think that's fair. It does feel like the Yankees are the next best team, so they should have a good chance in the playoffs. I don't think there's a huge gap between the two teams, but right now I would favor Houston without much thought of it. I think it's pretty clear they're the best team. But if they got Severino back, I think they've got a shot there. Chapman has been pretty good lately. I struggled last night, but that helps. And I think Efros is helping as well in the pen. Yeah, they're a really good team, but, you know, I think they're, you know, coming back to where they should be, which is, you know, on pace for 95 to 100 wins, not 115 wins.
You know, for a good portion of this season, it felt like it was a collision course in the American League for the Yankees and the Astros to meet in the ALCS. Well, we see the Yankees struggling. They can obviously get healthy, turn this thing around. But is there any other team that you look at that's in the American League where you say, you know, if the Yankees continue to struggle a little bit here, I could see this team maybe overtaking them and it becomes the Astros and this team in the ALCS?
Well, you know, I would have said Toronto, but they have not played well lately. They seem to be back on their game, what you'd expect them to be doing a few weeks ago, but they've not been good lately. I do see them with talent. Obviously, Los Berríos is not having his usual year. But, you know, beyond that, I would say all the other teams are a notch below the Yankees. Certainly the Central teams are. Seattle, they just got to get in. They haven't been in 20 years. They better get in, and that's kind of their thing. Once they get in, I don't want to say they'll be satisfied because they did a great job last year. I think they really overachieved. And this year, the pressure's on for them just to get in.
John, you mentioned like you think the teams in the Central are a notch lower. I know we ask you about the American League Central literally every time you come on. And you're on with us weekly, and we appreciate it. But it remains a very compelling division race, honestly, because no one's very good, and that's what makes it compelling. The three teams that are all in the mix have kind of obvious flaws, or in the White Sox case, have just kind of underperformed. So the White Sox are losing badly to the Astros right now. When they lose that game, they will be 2.5 games behind the Guardians temporarily, and the Twins are between those two teams. So it's Guardians division lead, Twins a game back, White Sox about to be 2.5 back. All three of those teams, John, have about the same odds in the market to win the division, Cleveland, Minnesota, and Chicago. So just I'll ask you the same question because it remains very interesting. Now with a week more of evidence, how do you think the AL Central race shakes out by the time we get to the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I say the same thing every week. The White Sox have really underperformed. They have the talent. They should win that division. The way they perform, though, and now we're more than two-thirds of the way through, I don't have much faith in them, to be honest. Their run differential is negative. They've had a pretty easy schedule. Not that the other two teams haven't in that division. They also have an easy schedule. I'm just really, you know, unimpressed by the White Sox. You'd think every little while we think they're going to step forward, Lynn coming back, and he's thrown a couple good games. Giolito's looked a little bit better. In the middle of the orders looked a little bit better. Abreu has hit more. Jimenez has hit pretty well. Vaughn's been good, but, you know, it's really underwhelming the way they've played this year. And, you know, I kind of feel that a team that underperforms by this much, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Now, they may get in, and I believe those odds that they've got one-third of the chance to get in. I believe it, but, you know, watching them, seeing them perform, they have not been good. Now, you know, I haven't watched Cleveland and Minnesota as much because they're not as compelling for me, maybe. But, you know, it doesn't feel like the White Sox deserve to be in. Whether they will be or not, I mean, I'm not going to guarantee one way or another, but I would guess no at this point.
Talking to John Heyman here, and you better you bet, the Fernando Tatis suspension obviously is throwing a wrench into the Padres' season and expectations, given they go all in with Juan Soto, hoping to try and chase the Dodgers down and, you know, win a World Series this year. Clearly, they're not going to have him. But where do you put the Padres now in the National League, knowing that they're not going to have Fernando Tatis at all in the playoffs versus before it was, well, at some point they'll have him back, and then you can kind of put that team maybe a little bit higher. Now we know no Fernando Tatis, so where are they for you in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're below Atlanta and St. Louis, too. So, at least in my mind, the way I'm looking at the Dodgers are the best team. Mets are the second best team. I think that's fairly clear right now. Atlanta, I would put them next. I think St. Louis is ahead of San Diego at this point. You know, they all have similar records in there between St. Louis and Milwaukee and San Diego and Philadelphia. But, you know, I would say Philadelphia, to me, still a little below. So, I mean, San Diego's a playoff team. They should get in. I mean, it's certainly a very big negative what went on with Tatis, kind of cast a pall over things out there. Very unfortunate situation. I don't believe he needed to do anything like this. I'm not sure why he did. Certainly his explanations don't hold water. You know, if he had any case at all, he would have brought it. You know, there have been a lot of guys who brought cases. Brian Braun brought a case and he won. Other guys have protested, but he did not. So he must not have thought he had a case. And there's just been comments afterward trying to deflect the situation and not help us. But, you know, I mean, it's a very unfortunate situation. And it certainly carries the potential beyond the fact he's not going to be available to really affect the whole situation out there in San Diego. Very unfortunate.
John, the other piece of player news that we had, and obviously like much different than Fernando Tatis Jr. being suspended for performance-enhancing drugs, is Walker Buehler, starting pitcher for the Dodgers, who we also found out is not going to pitch the rest of this season. Now, I know when we've had you on before, and, you know, just like watching baseball in general, the Dodgers seem kind of head and shoulders above all the other teams in the National League. Seems like that was going to continue. Their run differential is outstanding. They're great at everything. I'm curious how the Buehler, like, how does that affect your kind of not ranking of the Dodgers, but you probably still have them first, but now what is the gap between them and a team like the Mets, them and a team like Atlanta, as we go into the postseason? Just how big is the Walker Buehler injury?
Yeah, man, I think they're the best team regardless. I think you're right about that. You know, I had them at the beginning of the year, Dodgers over Astros. I mean, those were probably the favorites going in, but I felt they were the best teams. You know, they're outstanding, run differential-wise, however you want to look at it. They rarely seem to lose. You know, they've got superstars, certainly, with Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman. You know, everybody there contributes. You know, we overlook Smith, who's a terrific catcher. Obviously, Gonsolin having a great year. Arias overlooked. They got a great team, and they still have a great team. So, doesn't affect me much, to be honest. I think they're still pretty heavy favorites to win the league and to win it all still. I'm sure their odds may be affected slightly, but, you know, they've done this without him, and they've done it without May, who's coming back now. They've had a lot of injuries, just like everybody else, and nothing seems to bother them.
You know, John, I saw a stat the other day on Jacob DeGrom where he's got 28 Ks on the first 56 total batters that he's faced. That 50% strikeout percentage was the highest by any pitcher through his first three starts of the season. It's amazing where he's been the last couple of years, where when he's healthy, he's as dominant as any pitcher has ever been in baseball, but he just can't stay healthy. But if he now does stay healthy for the Mets the rest of the way, with Max Scherzer out there as well, I mean, is that as good of a 1-2 combination of really two aces that a team has had in baseball? I can't think of another one in terms of a combination like that in recent memory in baseball.
Well, I'm a little older than you, I'm sure. So, Johnson and Schilling were probably in that category. You know, they carried the Diamondbacks to a championship when the rest of their team was not that spectacular. So, can be done with two great pitchers, you know. This one is even a little before my time, but I would say just on the numbers, Koufax and Drysdale are probably in that ballpark as well. And obviously they won multiple World Series with those two. So it's certainly a big advantage to have two great, great pitchers. I do think rating the overall starting staff, that can be overrated sometimes. Because, look, I mean, the Braves had the best starting pitching in baseball for a decade, and they only won one World Series. So, you know, I think it's about the whole team. But I do think, as you mentioned, if you have those two great starters, that can really carry you a long way. As I said, I still favor the Dodgers to win it because of the whole team. But, you know, obviously, if DeGrom stays healthy, and there's an if there, no question about it, they got a shot to beat them. They probably got the best shot of anybody to beat them.
John, you know, we have to ask you, we're obligated in the contract to ask you an awards question every time we have you on, just because I'm obsessed with baseball awards. So in about 30 seconds here, we only have about 30 seconds for this answer. Verlander and Cease pitched against each other this week. You know, neither pitched that well, but they've both been outstanding this year. Verlander favored to win the Cy Young, Cease in second. How do you see that playing out down the stretch here in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, Verlander should be the favorite. He's been a little better, a little more consistent. Season's been incredible over his last 15 starts overall. Pulled it close. Obviously should have been an all-star. I do think that's the 1-2. I think that's fair. Verlander's got a track record. He's won it before. He's come close before. You know, I'd give him the edge, but he's still in the running. And, you know, I think McClanahan's still got a shot coming in on, from the outside at this point, but I see it as the odds makers. Verlander 1, Cease 2, and Verlander the clear favorite at this point.
John Heyman, really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us.
All right, anytime, guys.
Hey, Ken, what was John on there?
Oh, man. It would have seemed that that was Odyssey Major League Baseball insider John Heyman on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. He was on the Roman guest line. I don't know if I've ever known
that.
Well
done, sir.
It might be the first time.
Well done. Well, now you know, and you've informed all of us that he was on the Roman guest line. And I appreciate you telling us. It's important.
I only asked him one award question. Usually I ask him like
only
seven
one
award questions. Yeah.
I know.
He's answered all of
not
them.
Not everybody shares our love for awards, let's be honest.
Yeah,
and speaking of awards, the Heisman Trophy Award is another award that we both love. You love it more than me, though, because I know how far down this rabbit hole you've gone. The Heisman Trophy odds next. Do You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.